Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is off today. In the trial of admitted mobster James Whitey Bulger, today was one of those increasingly frequent truth is stranger than fiction moments. It has to do with two witnesses. One, 83-year-old Stephen the Rifleman Fleming, a South Boston gangster and convicted murderer who took the stand today against Bulger, his former partner in the Winter Hill Gang. The other witness, 59-year-old Stephen Stippo Rakes, an alleged victim who had waited decades to testify against Bulger. Yesterday, Rakes was found dead near a walking trail in Lincoln. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri joins us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in South Boston. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So remind us first of all who Stephen Rakes is and what his involvement was in the story of James Whitey Bulger.
Stephen Rakes is at the center of one of the long-told stories in South Boston. Some people would say it's a legend going back to the 1980s, in which he claims that his liquor store, which he and his wife had just opened in 1984, was extorted by Whitey Bulger, Stephen Fleming, Kevin Weeks, at the point of a gun. And the story is contested, but his story was that he had just opened the place up. They came in. They told him they wanted it. They pointed a gun at him. They gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. But it had certain details that made it even more mythic, namely that, according to Rakes, Stephen Fleming put one of his two young daughters on Fleming's lap, and he pulled out a gun, and the girl played with that gun. The important thing was that Stephen Rakes was scheduled to testify, to tell his story on Wednesday. On Tuesday, when I last saw him, and he was wearing the clothes in which he was found yesterday afternoon. On Tuesday, when I last saw him, he told me again how much he was looking forward to testifying.
You saw him 2 days ago.
I saw Stephen Rakes 2 days ago on the way into the courthouse. He was wearing the same clothes in which he was found yesterday afternoon in Lincoln.
Okay.
I knew him well. He was an irrepressible character. He talked to me regularly. But he wanted his day in court. And frankly, I have to tell you, as reporters, you can only go where the facts take you. I was doubtful. I was skeptical of his story. And I have been for a long time. However, he was telling me this was his opportunity to set the record straight. He was looking forward to doing that. On Tuesday afternoon, he found out that the government had taken him off the witness list. He would not be able to take the stand. Let me read you what he said to us the last time we spoke. My liquor store was never for sale. Never, never, never. That night haunts me every night.
So, David, you just saw him a little earlier this week. Law enforcement officials have confirmed that it is Stephen Rakes' body in Lincoln. Do we know anything more about the circumstances of his death?
All we know is that he was found by the side of the road wearing those clothes. No indications of any blunt force trauma. One of the top law enforcement officials in the state told me we got to wait for the toxicological results before we make any determinations. Clearly, the cause and nature of his death, given the fact that he was going to be a witness at this trial, extremely significant, but all else would be speculation at this point, including the idea that, in fact, whatever happened to him, his death had something to do with him not being on the witness list.
So that's the latest in the developing story about the death of Stephen Rakes, a man who at one time had been scheduled to testify against Whitey Bulger. But David, today another highly anticipated witness did take the stand, and that is Stephen the Rifleman Fleming, a convicted murderer who is taking the stand against his old associate, Whitey Bulger. What happened today?
A short few minutes, but an explosive few minutes they were. He came into the court earlier, and inadvertently he'd been brought in during a recess, and there he was on the witness stand looking at Bulger. And he looked and expected Bulger would look back at him. And he realized that Bulger wasn't looking. Bulger was pretending that he didn't see him, didn't notice, but you could hear the clang of the chains in which the shackles in which he was brought in. And then at one point, realizing that Bulger wasn't going to look at him, he became interested in Bulger like a man at the zoo is interested in looking at the animals. He hitched his belt up, put his hands in his pockets, and stared at Bulger for what seemed 5 minutes. It was stunning. Soon enough, he was on the stand, and in short order, the prosecutor, Fred Weishacht, asked a couple of explosive or important questions in this case. Were you an FBI informant? Yes, I was. Was Whitey Bulger an FBI informant? Yes, he was. Of course, this is anathema to Bulger himself, who has denied that he was. And then the questions continued, in which Flemmy said, I gave information to the Bureau with Whitey Bulger numerous times, hundreds of times. I was with Bulger when he gave the FBI information. Question, did Bulger provide information to the FBI? Yes, he did. Did Bulger give information about people from South Boston? Yes, he did. Bulger did most of the talking. And soon after that, it was time to go for the day. It was sort of left you hanging on the cliff, but there was enough time for Bulger and Flemmy to mouth words to each other. And once again, we saw that Bulger was popping off into F-bomb land. It was one of those TV versions, commercial TV versions of Stay Tuned. We'll be back tomorrow.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri reporting to us from the Moakley Courthouse in South Boston. David, thank you as always.
You're welcome.